Yesterday, we tried to speak to Kadri Nasip, he's the Executive Director for Energy in the City of Cape Town, about the delays in the processing of solar panel applications. He's back with us again. Good morning, Kadri. We'll just pick up where we left off yesterday before we were cut off. Why is there up to a 5 to 6 month delay in processing the applications to install solar PV equipment?
Good morning, line is better this morning. Certainly, you know, there has been a delay. I think it's important to put that delay into context. About 80% of the time that is actually spent in processing these applications is actually waiting customer information. I think it's important to reflect on that because there are phases of the application process that rely on customers and the installers to provide us with the necessary information. And then once we've issued a permission to install later, they go into the installation phase, which is pre-commissioning. So after they finish, they get a sign-off, and then we allow them to commission that system. So 80% of the time is actually spent in that period. Mm. And what we're doing is we are trying to bring down certain timelines in the whole process, but it also needs to be understood that on the customer side, they can also assist us by choosing from a standard set of inverters, batteries, etc., that allows us to accelerate the approval time that goes with this whole process. Also, we've been inundated with applications since the mayor and our mayoral committee member have gone out to the public and have asked them to take up, you know, the opportunities around small-scale energy generation. So we have over 2,300 applications already this year, and we're expecting over 5,000 by the end of this year. And we have a limited number of staff because they also deal with normal service connection requests. So it's a team that has to deal with SSEG and the normal stuff at the same time. Mm.
Many people are installing the batteries and inverters first and then later waiting for that application or their process to then install solar panels. People are trying to at least try and get ahead of this delay by first doing the infrastructure process of the batteries and inverters before getting the approval for the solar panels.
That's fine, but I mean, I must also just point out that that's creating its own problems on the network. So what we're experiencing post-load shedding is what we call post-load pickup. And so a lot of the battery and the inverter systems are designed to obviously clean and charge batteries once the power is restored. Mm. And so what we're finding is that there's a spike in the demand for power.
Yeah, Kadri, we have to get you in studio next time. It was not the best line, but at least provided some context there. Hopefully we can get Kadri live in person one day without a disruptive line, but really appreciate your time.